If you're a photographer who likes deals on gear, products, and services that make doing business easier, you must grab a free Expo Plus Pass for Imaging USA. The free Expo Pass unlocks all the magic of the Imaging USA Expo, which features over 130 of the industry's leading brands showcasing their latest products. Touch, try, and buy at an incredible discount, and enjoy all the extra perks the pass offers, like the opening keynote session, networking avenue, and more. See why thousands of photographers return to the Expo year after year. Don't wait. Claim your free pass today at imagingusa.com. That's imagingusa.com.
I'm Pat Miller, and this is the Professional Photographer Podcast.
Welcome into the Professional Photographer Podcast. We are live at Imaging USA 2025 in Dallas. I'm Pat Miller, your host of the show. Thanks for tuning in. This is going to be a fun one because this is the Scale Your Influence series presented by Sony. On the show today, landscape photographer Autumn Schrock. We'll talk about that in just 1 second, but I do want to gush on Sony for a second. Their CinemaLine cameras have made us look great all week, and we're using their monitor and control app. So basically, an iPad is running this entire show without wires. People are stopping by and oohing and aahing. It's been an incredible setup from Sony all week. So thank you for making us look so great. Now let's talk about Autumn. Autumn is a brilliant landscape photographer. And on this episode, we talk about a little bit of everything. About landscape photography, how she fell in love with it, but we also talk a little bit about mental health. We talk about travel. We talk about working with her partner. We talk about women in the industry. We basically talk about it all. So I think you're going to enjoy this episode. I certainly did. Let's bring her in now. Autumn Schrock, welcome to the Professional Photographer Podcast. How are you today?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah. It's so great.
It's kind of cool. We're at Imaging. How has the conference been for you so far?
It has been so fantastic. In fact, so fantastic that I'm already losing my voice because I've been talking to this, networking with so many people, which is awesome. Yeah. Like it's just been really, really incredible.
You told me how you started with landscape and outdoor, and I love this story. How did you get started?
So it starts with Spider-Man, Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, pretty unusual as far as a photographer origin story goes. But yeah, I grew up with my grandma always having a camera out, and that was just kind of her hobby.
Yeah.
But then I really got into Spider-Man, and I realized he made money from it, kind of. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that you could actually make a living out of that. That's pretty cool. So yeah. I ended up going to art school for photography. And then I dabbled in every single kind of photography because I wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do. And I never really found my thing.
Yeah.
So I went to school in Indiana. And then I moved out to Seattle and started hiking. And I was like, it's so beautiful. I have to bring my camera with me.
Right.
And that's kind of when the landscape photography clicked for me.
Yeah. Do you remember that first image of landscape where you thought, okay, I'm in love. You have my heart now.
I don't think I have a particular image, but I have a particular hike. I did my first solo hike ever at Mount Rainier National Park.
Right.
And that was sort of the it sort of cemented for me, I'm so in love with hiking, being out in nature, and Mount Rainier has since become a very, very special and sentimental mountain for me and a place for me. So that was really the thing that stands out is this is what I want to do.
Yeah. Some people feel a personal relationship with the landscape and outdoors. Do you feel that way as almost it's an internal conversation with the places that you're in? Because civilians like me, oh, that's pretty. But artists like you, do you have almost an unspoken conversation with the places and things that you shoot?
I feel like yes. That's a really great question that I've never been asked before, but I absolutely think so. Anytime I'm going somewhere, I think it's because I'm observing things that maybe your average person who's out there is not observing.
Yeah.
And so I definitely feel like I get to see the glimpses of nature in these special little moments that people often miss. And so, yeah, I think there is a sort of a special relationship there.
That's neat. You also love doing night photography. How did that come about? And what is so magical to you about night photography?
Yeah, I'm a night owl.
Ah.
Yes. It's really hard for me to wake up like before 9 a.m. So I'm often out a little bit later. It's really nice. It's convenient as a landscape photographer also to shoot sunset and then just stay out a few more hours also for astro. But the thing that really made me fall in love with it is that I also have ADHD, which makes our busy society a little bit overwhelming for me. Sure. And so something about being out there at night when the whole world is quiet, just being sitting in that silence is so soothing to me. And then also you get to wonder about our galaxy, our universe, and it's just such a great place to have some introspection.
It's got to be fascinating to look and realize that you don't have any control. It's like, it's almost calming, the idea that like, look at all of that and I have no idea how it works and it's just something I don't have to worry about.
Yep. And it's just something beautiful that we get to look at. Yeah, it's amazing.
You mentioned ADHD in the content that you create. It's definitely something that you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to you to share that so others can understand what you've gone through and that you see them and feel what they might be going through?
Yeah, it's been really something that I've been focusing on lately, just making sure that I'm sharing more about it because it's a recent find for me. I actually was just diagnosed, I think maybe it was 3 years ago now. And I felt different my whole life. And I knew that there was something other than, you know, just my other mental health things. But it was kind of validating to say, oh, there is this thing that I struggle with. And so I wanted to make sure that I was putting that out there and letting other people know, like, hey, I have this thing and I'm still able to do what I do. And I hope that that encourages you to like lean into it and it's kind of embrace it, I guess, if you will, because, you know, you're stuck with it.
Yeah. It's kind of your Peter Parker superpower in a way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So
sometimes it doesn't feel like a superpower, but
sure.
But there are things for sure. Like I can sit down and I can edit for 10 hours straight without realizing it. So I guess that's a little bit maybe of a superpower.
That's a way to look into it. You also talk about yoga and practicing yoga. Is that something that helps you not only when you're getting through the day, but also when you go out into nature? Does it help you stay calm and capture what you see?
Definitely. And it's funny, I picked up yoga before I picked up landscape photography.
Okay.
And I definitely noticed that yoga was something that helped to like calm my mind and of course, and like relax my body. And I thought that was just helping my anxiety. Come to find later on, it definitely also helps my ADHD. But I love doing yoga out in nature whenever I go out to shoot as well. Like I love taking my shoes off, getting dirty and just kind of like being out there and experiencing it. And yeah, it's so magical. I love that I get to do what I do.
So you get to do this. But what I think is so interesting is you don't do it by yourself. You take people all around the world. Share with us what that is and how did that come to be?
Yeah, so my partner and I teach workshops, photography workshops, where we take people all around the world. I'm actually leaving in about a week to go to Norway to teach a few workshops there. But it's just such an amazing way for people who maybe are a little bit nervous to travel by themselves or maybe are okay with the travel part but aren't super familiar with their cameras yet and so they want some advice. Yeah. So it's a really great way for a group of people to come together to get to learn photography, get to see some beautiful places along the way, and then make friends. And it's such a wonderful way, I think, to travel and to experience the world. And it's been a huge joy. Like, it's one of my favorite aspects of my job.
It's got to be fun.
It's so fun.
You get to share it with people.
Yeah, and it's great. Like, every single workshop, we leave with new friends that have so far been lifelong friends. So it's really awesome.
You work with your partner. How do you do that? Because I'm sure a lot of people wonder, how does that work?
Yeah, my partner is also a photographer, landscape photographer. And I guess, yeah, he'll be on the podcast later, too. It's really funny. A lot of people will come up to us and say, like, there's no way that I could work with my partner. And I feel the complete opposite. Like, I can't imagine not working with him.
Yeah.
There's just something that I think bonds us so well from not just, you know, living and experiencing life together, but experiencing the type of things that we get to do together, like experiencing those different cultures and, you know, just the different work experiences, the celebrations and opportunities, you know, together is something that I think is really unique and special. And I really can't imagine like doing it without him.
But some people can't get their head around it.
Yes.
They're just dumbfounded that you can pull that off.
So many people are like, I'm very lucky that I go to work and I get a break. And I just like, I can't imagine feeling like that.
Yeah.
It's just like, are you sure you want to be with this person?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty awesome.
You also talk about being a woman in the photography industry. Share, how is that going? And what are you observing right now? Is it getting better? Do you feel more empowered? Share that with us.
Yeah, it's definitely improving. It's a slow burn, but it's going in the right direction, which I'm excited about. But, you know, going back to like shooting with Nate, oftentimes we'll, you know, earlier on, I suppose, maybe a few years ago, it was worse, but we would be out shooting and we would run into another like landscape photographer who was usually a man. And he would talk to Nate and kind of only talk to my partner.
Oh, no.
And it definitely makes you feel lesser than, you know, and it's like, I'm here too. I'm not just the girlfriend along for the ride. Like, yeah. This is my job too. And it would dishearten me for sure. But things have improved. Things in the industry are kind of going toward equality. Programs like the Sony Alpha Female Plus program are coming out, which if you're not familiar, it's a weekly grant that they give out. Just really amazing. So they're trying to empower women and people who are often overlooked in the industry, just more opportunities for getting to work in this amazing field. And so it's really fantastic that companies like Sony are doing things like this and allowing us the space to exist. You know, it feels like we belong. And I love that they're really pushing for that.
I love how frequently they pay off. Can you just talk a little bit more about how it works, and there's cash prizes, and this is really cool.
Yes, yes, yes. I totally glossed over the best part.
But it's so cool. Do the good part.
Yeah, no. So Sony Alpha Female Plus, they have a Facebook group. So you can just go to Facebook and type in Sony Alpha Female, and that'll pop up, and join the group. And then every single week, the entire year, every week, 52 micro grants they have. And it'll be like a weekly theme, like Blue Hour or pets or something like that, like a theme. And then people will submit their photos just on the Facebook page, and they'll choose a winner, and the winner gets $500.
Wow.
Every year, every week, it's so great.
But more importantly, they get seen and celebrated.
Exactly.
Every single week, someone's being recognized and noticed.
Yep, and celebrated and empowered, and yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk to you all day, but we don't have all day. You've got the rest of imaging to go explore.
Yes.
But Autumn, thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Thanks for tuning in to the Professional Photographer Podcast live from Imaging USA 2025. And a big thanks to Sony for making this look great. Well, it's as great as you can make this look, but we appreciate you being here. So here's what's next. You need to like and subscribe to this podcast feed because we release this show every week where I get a chance to sit down with the leaders in the industry, and our point of view is to help you build a better photography business. So like and subscribe, and if you want bonus points, I'll email them to you. You'll get bonus points if you leave a comment on this episode. What did they share on the episode that you want to make sure that you're going to put into your business so you can get further down the road? One other way you can get further down the road, become a member of PPA. If you're watching this and you're not a PPA member, come on, bro. You are missing out of all the good stuff that PPA provides. I'm talking about equipment insurance, top-notch education, and a community of photographers around you that are serious about improving their craft. If you want to know more, go to PPA.com. That's PPA.com. At PPA, you belong here. Thanks again for tuning in to the Professional Photographer Podcast. I'm your host, Pat Miller. We'll see you right here next time. Talk to you soon.